Buenas tardes, Shai Wu Hao, and welcome to Planting Medicine. We are airing live from KPFA on Ohlone Land in Berkeley and KPFK on Tongva Land in Los Angeles. I'm Violet Moon. I'm a clinical Western and energetic herbalist, a punk California native plant botanist, tattoo artist, and today's host. If you're new to Planting Medicine, we are the next of kin of the now-retired program, The Herbal Highway, that was hosted by Karen Sanders and Sarah Holmes for over 27 years. And at Planting Medicine, we hope to carry the torch of The Herbal Highway and enhance our listening community's knowledge of herbal medicine by sharing voices of traditional holistic healers and diverse healing practices, as diversity enriches our craft. On today's episode, I will conversate with acupuncturist, activist, and herbalist Elokin Orton Chung on the theme of 2026's Chinese zodiac cycle, the year of the Yang Fire Horse. We discuss what Yang Fire Horse means for us, how to work with Yang Fire Horse energy, and what herbs come to mind to help us navigate this year's powerful combination of elements and energies at work. I got the inspiration for this show during April 2026 in the Western Zodiac and Astrology, which I'm more familiar with. We saw a stellium, a cluster of three or more planets together in one sign, all in Aries during Aries season, with the Sun, Moon, Saturn, Neptune, Mercury, Mars, all passing through Aries around mid-month. So for some of y'all, all that fire was probably helpful for intention setting and expansion, while for others, it may have looked more like a season of rash anger, arguments, failed negotiations, and burnout. I personally have a lot of fire in my Western astrological chart, and as an herbalist, my thoughts were all over the flower essences and herbs in my apothecary for helping me prep herbs to better integrate and move through this astrological ring of fire, taking my particular energetic disposition into account, which we'll talk more about the individuality of energetics later with Elokin. I also thought about the bigger picture, all of this fiery Aries energy riding on the back of the Yang Fire Horse year. And voila, you have the inspiration for today's show. I think you'll find Elokin and I's deep dive into the year of the Yang Fire Horse to be expansive in its own right. I definitely went into it only just thinking about the herbs and practices that can help cool and calm fire and heat, as that's typically my bent for myself. And then I found talking with Elokin, as we discussed and extrapolated more and more of our experience with the Yang Fire Horse, themes looked different for each one of us, and they will look different for each person out there, we ascertained. Some will seek to cool extremes. Others may want to move like fire. Some will want to stoke fires. Others put them out. Others will share fire. And all these needs and strategies are valid and dependent, given on one's timing, one's individuality, and circumstance. Before we jump into the interview, I'll provide a little bit of framing for folks who aren't familiar with the Chinese zodiac or traditional Chinese medicine themes and energetics. Chinese New Year, or the Spring Festival, kicked off the year of the Yang Fire Horse with the new moon on February 17th. The previous year, 2025, was the year of the Yin Wood Snake. You are going to hear us talk about yin and yang, the complementary opposing natural forces that make the Tao, or the Way. You're likely already familiar with these energies vis-a-vis the yin and yang symbol called the Tai Chi Tu. It symbolizes the coexistence and transformation of opposites in Taoist philosophy. We'll talk about yin, the energy associated with the shady side of a hill, darkness, cold, stillness, femininity, water, the interior, and downward movement. We'll discuss yang, associated with the sunny side of the hill, light, heat, activity, masculinity, fire, and upward movement. And then there's the Taoist five elements, or Wu Xing, wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And for all else, we'll defer to Ilokan's wisdom here and training, as I am not an acupuncturist and only have the most surface level understanding of TCM and its rich and deep cosmology and wisdom. So without further ado, let's jump into our interview with acupuncturist, activist, and herbalist Ilokan Orton Cheung on the theme of 2026's Chinese zodiac cycle, the Year of the Yang Fire Horse. I interviewed Ilokan in their warm and welcoming home in Oakland, California on Lijiang Ohlone land during a veritable downpour of late season rain. I'll occasionally jump in with some post-production commentary to steer our interview along, but for now, let's just jump into the interview. Enjoy. Okay, hi Ilokan.
Hi, Violet.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for having me over.
Thank you for being over.
I'm excited to talk to you about herbs and Yang Fire Horse.
Always, always excited.
Do you want to introduce yourself and your trainings?
Yeah. So my name's Ilokan, they, them pronouns, and I was trained in energetic herbalism by Karen at the Blue Otter School of Herbal Medicine. And I'm also an acupuncturist and Chinese medicine practitioner.
What are some of the projects that you're invested in these days?
You know, I feel it's been an interesting turn of things because a lot of what I've been drawn to very most recently is really getting into listening to the earth more. And it kind of takes me away from project land because I like to have like a very specific to-do list and knock things off.
Yeah, you're very project oriented.
I love a project. And lately I feel like it's come as a really good surprise that what I feel is calling to me is actually just to listen and really think on what to be doing right now to bring more harmony for this earth, you know. And especially I think this winter in Oakland, we've really experienced, you know, a really quick, hot, like mini summer in March, and followed by returning right back to cold weather and rain, like it's raining right now. And it just feels like things are, yeah, the earth is really more than ever, I think, really asking us to pay attention to what it means to be in, you know, health and more balance. And I feel very much that this is, this pattern of weather is feeling like it's showing us that it's time to really show up more than we have been, more than, at least more than I have been. Yeah, so that's been a lot of what's calling me, is to try to think on just growing the plants as much as possible, especially that are native to here, and trying to, yeah, just bring more harmony and look out for the earth and all its creatures. I can be a little human-centric, but I really want to be like, what do the butterflies need right now? You know, what does the soil need right now? Just ask those questions, listen more.
Which is one of the things I think we both love and appreciate about herbalism, is that it's like a whole system practice.
Yeah.
And not just, while it is human-centered in a way, like we also treat animals and we're taking into consideration plants, and we keep the plants near our home, and our home is near our communities, and our community is full of people who need help, and we need help from community. And I know for me, it's one of the things that keeps me kind of connected and honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're here to talk about Yang Fire Horse, but I thought first maybe you could talk a little bit about, we just exited the Yin Wood Snake year. How was that for you? I know some of the themes going into the interior space, the more feminine or yin, however one wants to break down that energetic, a lot of shadow work, working through some traumas. And I thought that'd be a good place to start, as it's like, you can't really talk about one phase without the previous phase.
Absolutely, yeah. As a pony loving person, I love horses a lot and relate to them a lot. And I have really overlooked the snake and didn't really spend a lot of time preparing for that year or really thinking on it as it approached. It felt like so much was happening, especially knowing that Trump was taking office again, that I didn't really put my ear or heart or mind to preparing for last year. And it really, I think I went down to the depths in a whole new way. Being present, I think the politics of last year really, to me, I felt very much like a little bit in some underworld traveling of being like, wow, I think some of the scariest things being put into place so quickly. Just like the levels of rapid spreading of such violent policies. Yeah, it really brought me to a place of feeling into, like you said, that shadow work of like, oh, what does it mean to really be present with grief and, you know, fear for all of humanity and again for the earth. Yeah, just to see such hatred rise so quickly to power once again, you know, and not that it's ever not there, but it just feels like a real catapulting time last year. So yeah, I would say I really got intimate with despair last year. It was a really powerful work that the snake taught me, was just to like how to be present with despair and like still not just like completely go under it, and instead like be with it and like really look at like what medicine is called for in that time.
Did any medicines come to your assistance or your rescue or help with that?
Yeah, it sounds kind of funny and maybe overly generalized, but I definitely, you know, the plants 100% just like, I think I got really microscopic. And I would say that's definitely feels like a continuation this year. You know, I was mentioning wanting to really think on like, okay, what is one thing I can do today that could make life better for one creature, you know, or another human, you know, but definitely just thinking of like, there's so many unseen beings that make up this world, right? That are so impacted by what's happening, by what we as humans do. So I definitely wanted, you know, each day to make somebody's life better, like a person's life better. Through medicine, through acupuncture, through the herbs. But then I really also wanted to be like, yeah, how can I make this plant's life better? How can I make this bee's life better? As you were saying, like we're 100% like interconnected to our environment. And so it got real microscopic for me was the medicine because I think everything felt so huge and I felt quite powerless in the hugeness, which I don't think we are, but I couldn't really move past feeling that way, or it was harder to move past feeling that way. So I was like, just one small thing each day of trying to put something into the ground. Yeah, just putting more care into this world.
Super relatable, seeing the rollout of so many negative actions and laws and systemic changes rolling out. It's kind of too much for my brain to think of how to tackle them all. I also got to a really like, what are simple, like one foot in front of the other things. Even if that just means like, all I did today was not get in the way of my neighbors having a good day. And then in my herbal practice was a lot of helping people take the edges off of that inner wrestling with the self and the fear and the despair, and a lot of essences to help people connect with humans again. I think I felt like a lot of people were like, I really want to connect and like make the moves happen for movement work, but also humans are just killing me right now. Like they're really just hurting my heart. And now we have this new energetic with the Yang Fire Horse, which I feel like you'll speak more to, I hope, but I feel like it's just taking right off. Let's say I knew nothing about Yang Fire Horse. How would you prep me for that?
That is a great question. One of the things that I did in preparing for this year was look at the last young fire horse year. You know, because it's a cycle of the 12 zodiac signs, so everything cycles through the signs, and then it cycles through the different elements, earth, air, fire, water, and metal. So the last young fire horse year was 1966. And, you know, in Oakland, in Huichin, Ohlone land, that was the founding of the Black Panther Party. A lot of people talk about this year in particular, like the fire horse, the young fire horse, as being very much like the revolutionary energy that animal carries forward. It's like a year of creativity. It was very much like the height of protesting the Vietnam War in China with the communist revolution. But a lot of the parts of it that were very hard emerging, but it just a lot of revolutionary potential. But I think where it went is always like a big question. How do we harness that energy? Like, so fire energy, you imagine, is like, there's a lot of passion. You know, I feel like that's already showing up. There's like a lot of resistance and passion to, for people, like the movements that are, I think, have been and existed for, you know, that people have been organizing for so long, and that we're seeing like that really mobilizing, especially like around ICE right now, you know, in the States. And I feel like there's, yeah, this powerful energy, and it's like, how do we harness the energy of the horse? Because it's like here, it's very much like, there's a lot of momentum this year, and it's like, how do we stay ahead of it instead of get dragged along by it? And that's where I'm definitely turning to herbs, because I think that we're kind of presented with a choice, I think, in the fire horse year, where we have like the peak, right? Yang is like very much like, if yin is like the quiet, the reflective, the inner work, the shadow work, yang is out here to be like, okay, now we're going. Like this energy of this year has been like go time. You know, I feel like everything is happening really fast. And it's really a question of like being very decisive to focus that energy and not get burnt out, because it's also fire energy. And right now at the Oakland Museum, there's a really incredible exhibit about like the practices of indigenous practices around like fire cultivation of the land, you know, fire ecology, and the way that burns have been part of stewarding the land, you know, for so long and continue to be, and that keeps the forest healthy, right? It's about like healthy relationship with fire as a way to like really tend and cultivate health, like for the land, for communities. And I think that fire, well tended, of course, can like bring forth so much life. But if it's, if we kind of, I think, aren't kind of practicing like intention, it can get out of hand. You know, if we're not paying attention, that fire can also like be a little consuming of ourselves. So it's a big time of like really, I think, focusing to manifest like where we want this big, powerful energy to go.
So with that in mind, are there any herbs that you've been working with or you're thinking about as kind of maybe not curative, but as supportive for that process? I mean, I hear in what you're saying, like ways to balance or channel that fire, and that there's a lot of passion. I know for me, passion requires skillful means. Skillful means. It's easy to just run with the passion?
Yeah, I feel like it's been a really interesting year because I think there's like, okay, so there's one question that has been interesting that surprised me about this year is like how to meet it actually too. Mm. So I think I entered the fire horse year being like, okay, oh my God, I gotta get ready. I'm nervous. Like, oh my God, this horse. And it did, it started off boom, like, and just so much things happening. And so I was like a little bit like, oh gosh, you know, like kind of bracing a bit for this year. But I do think there is also this, like, how to meet that energy, you know, not just kind of be like a little, I think I can be a little like nervous of big energy. I'm a Taurus. So I was like, oh gosh, here we go. But actually like really get into the spirit of it is like something I'm working with. And I've been working with, yeah, just people, I think I'm noticing that there is like a little bit of a theme of like, how do we actually like kind of emerge from the yin snake here and be like, hey, okay, there's like this big energy. And so rosemary's been one of my favorite ones for that. I really love, because it is such like a warm plant and really brings in that sun energy, that fire. I've loved, yeah, working with rosemary to really bring in like, okay, let's go, you know, like, there is a saying, it's like gayao, which means to add oil, is kind of, basically like, yeah, throw on the more fuel on the fire. Let's go, you know, like gayao. I remember, yeah, like I was running a half marathon, one of the last times I was in Hong Kong, and I was like, I cannot do this. And everyone's just like standing on the side being like, gayao, gayao. And I was like, okay, I gotta go. Like, we can do this, you know? And it's also like has revolutionary history too, you know, like we got this. So we got this, you got this. So I feel like rosemary really channels, that like, let's be like, bring the fire in to be our full selves for this year. And like really like let creative energy in. If one is feeling kind of like a little out of sync with the fire and feeling a little bit like still in the depths of the yin snake, because it's, you know, it's still just been a few months. And like, I do think that, I think the grief and depth of the yin snake still feels very with me. And so once in a while, just like bringing in that fire, I feel like rosemary fills me all the way to the like tips of my toes and fingers and like, you know, scalp. Like, it just really like comes in and like helps clear out gunk and like some of the stuckness I think that can come up sometimes, where I still feel a little in last year, and just helps me like be like, okay, like, you know, ready and open for it. Do I get to ask you questions still, or
you can ask
okay, good. Yeah. I'm very excited.
You can ask some questions,
but I'm curious if you have, yeah, have you noticed anything around like that kind of theme, and like what plants do you have like kind of popped up around like being like, oh, this is like fire resonant?
Well, I like, it's so cool to hear about rosemary. I guess I'll speak for myself, where I have a ton of fire in my chart, in my Western zodiac. This is like all air and fire, with like a polar earth and a water on the very ends, kind of anchoring me in. So I'm always kind of reaching for things to like try to cool the fire, because I generally like, I have no problem being like a horse and going really hard and being like full gallop to my own detriment at times. And I have seen in myself this year so far that two things I'm working with is like decisiveness. Like, I feel the need to be very decisive and shorten the time between like thought and action. But also my feelings are really passionate, which as a Buddhist practitioner, it's not always wise. I'm not always wise with passion. You know, sometimes it's great and I lead with it. And other times it's like, well, how do I like run with it when it's actively doing a thing that's beneficial? Mm-hmm. Other times, how do I wait and pause? And like, how do I run the horse into a field so that it can graze and chill? And I've seen my clients like pick up right up out of the in wood snake year, just really like in the loosey goosey, watery, oh, what am I feeling? These are my patterns. I'm down below juggling all of these ways of being that I want to examine and change, and then immediately be like, I am now taking on all the projects. I am now engaging with all the people. I'm now doing the thing within the context of a society that's already moving too hard, too fast all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, how do I put the brakes on without stopping you from doing that work? How to balance the yin and yang? And I think it's easy to just be in one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
In kind of a dualistic black and white world.
Okay, Violet here back in the studio. We are going to pause our interview with herbalist, acupuncturist, and activist Ilokin Orton-Chung. We've been talking about the energetics and qualities of the Yang Fire Horse here with Ilokin. We're going to take a short musical break here on Planting Medicine, your go-to Tuesday 1 p.m. herbal download and deep dive here on KPFA. I'm Violet Moon, clinical herbalist, and our song for today is Y Volveré by Los Ángeles Negros.
Amor a Dios, no se puede continuar, ya la magia terminó, ahora tengo que marchar, será mejor seguir nuestra soledad. Si hoy el cielo se cubrió, quizás mañana brille el sol. No sufras más, quizás mañana nuestro llanto quede atrás. Y si me dices que tu amor me esperará, tendré la luz que mi sendero alumbrará. Siempre, siempre tú me das, que tú me das. No, y si me dices que tu amor me esperará, tendré la luz que mi sendero alumbrará. Que siempre, siempre tú me das, que tú me das y volver. A tus brazos caeré, las estrellas brillarán. Nuestro amor renacerá.
Welcome back. You are listening to KPFA on unceded Lijiang Ohlone land in Berkeley and KPFK on Tongva land in Los Angeles. You just heard the song Y Volveré by Los Angeles Negros. And this is Planting Medicine. I'm Violet Moon, clinical herbalist, your host today. And we're going to go back to our interview with herbalist, acupuncturist, and activist Ilokin Orton Chung. We've been talking about the energetics and qualities of the Yang fire horse here and medicines to work with and integrate all the energetics of the fiery, fast-moving year, the Yang fire horse here. Let's get back to the interview now.
The fire is the heart element. So each of the five major organs in Chinese medicine is the heart, the spleen, the liver, the lungs, and the kidneys. Those each have a different element associated. And so the heart's element being the fire, like this is a big year of like tending to what the heart needs, you know? So, but then it's balance that I can speak to. So not as much the horse's balance with the zodiac, but the element's balance of fire is water, right? That's one of the ways that we help keep a fire smaller or extinguish it if needed, but and that's the kidneys, right? So we could really try to nourish like the kidneys to be able to help you know, help kind of balance the heart, and just really like being with the water element. I think this year especially, a lot of times I think a lot about just like spending time with the elements that we need to balance us. So spending time near water, the ocean if possible. Salt water is like very special, you know, very much like the element, like the idea is in Chinese medicine is that like life, like the fire of life, the gate of life is like in between the kidneys. And one of my teachers talked about it as imagining like a candle like floating in a vessel on the sea. Like that's the gate of life. The little fire between the two kidneys that we want to keep cultivated and fed. And I think that's like a beautiful picture of like the balancing of yin and yang. And so kind of talking a little bit, thinking about herbs, like you were saying earlier, like maybe you're fiery, I'm a little more a little like deep earth. I'd say earth is like my element, as like constitutionally each of us has like a little bit more I think one dominance than the other, and I'm a little bit too earth. Like I can really sink under, I can really overthink, like be really deep in the earth. Well, earth people, we actually need a little fire to get us out of that, you know.
That's right.
We, like, need fire nourishes earth. So if you imagine ash, like that nourishes earth. So we need a little bit like to get out. So I think in a way our conversation, we're a little opposite of the scale. So I'm like, I'm someone who might need rosemary, other plants that I've worked with this year. If you're, you know, someone like me who is like a little harder to get into like the vibe of like, let's go, or maybe even like harder to get into creativity, because I really feel like when I do open to it, it flows like so good this year, maybe more than it has in the past. Like I feel that fire energy, but Damiana, love that plant to get into the fire energy. I've been thinking about that one a lot this year. Calendula is interesting because I feel like it's like also cooling, you know, as a lymphatic herb. So I feel like it strikes a bit of a balance, but energetically, I love working with calendula, like as the flower essence, for example, for really embodying sun and like the energy of like tomorrow will also be another day. Like the sun will rise again tomorrow, even if today is hard. And so I think kind of when those spikes of like snake energies keep coming back up of like, ooh, you know, like looking at the news, and I'm like, wow, just feel like the despair kind of coming back on. I feel like that essence has always been such an amazing one for like really embodying a practice of hope, like hope as a discipline. Like those flowers, you know, like they open when the sun rises and they track the sun through the sky. You can watch them do that, and they're just like holding that sun energy in them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do, to get back to the idea of the like water element and cultivating that, if you have too much fire, I remember actually when Trump first got elected, that's when I decided I wanted to pursue becoming an acupuncturist, because I was really worried that him and his administration would come for trans healthcare, as they have and mm-hmm. as they continue to do. And in the state of California, being an acupuncturist, you can be a primary care provider. And I just really wanted to do as much as I could for trans healthcare through this medicine. And I was very scared when he, you know, was inaugurated the first time. And I worked with Skullcap more than I ever had in my entire life. I worked with Skullcap so much, I actually got colds.
Wow.
I've never experienced that. Have you ever heard of that or experienced that?
I have not, but I believe it. Especially if you already have a disposition towards earthy, watery.
But yeah, Skullcap being one of my favorite cooling nervines. And yeah, are there, what other plants do you think of when you think of like wanting to nourish water and like coolness?
Nourishing water is something I think about a lot because I have so little of it in my chart, but it's my north node in the western zodiac. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm always moving towards it and I need help with it because the air and fire with my dominant sun earth sign just creates dry, cracked mud as opposed to like water and earth, which makes more like that melancholy, can be like more melancholy, like an imbalance of like mud or like stuckness. And so I feel like I've thought a lot about this, and it's fun. It's a lot of plants that hang out near the water, like willow. I think willow's really good as a western bamboo, where it's like strength and flexibility, and it brings in that kind of like movement, resilience. You can take a hit, but keep, stand your ground. You can change a pattern, but do it safely within your home base of where you feel comfortable. I think also yerba mansa would probably be good. I just talked about it in my last radio show, but it's something that has taught me to relate with other people and climb and grow without overshadowing people or climbing over other folks. Which I could see as an imbalance for some folks. They're just very, if all fires towards rising and success and over-yonging that like center focus. I really like stream orchid, another water hanger outer. And I just feel like that one is so good with anger. Like it's good with just taking anger down and finding movement around the anger to kind of shift it. And I always tell people just hang out with water.
Yeah.
To go hang out with water and just study it and watch it. Reishi is really fun to hang out with water with, because I my relationship with Reishi in a flower essence form, which is like 1 to 3 drops of tincture or essence or a sip or two of tea, is that it really, I can feel waves of energy the way if I was a stone and dropped into water. It's like raining right now outside, mm-hmm. as we talk. And it's making me think about timing. We had that heat wave in the West last month, and I was in the desert, and it wiped out all of the flowers. And my travel companion, Angela Pai, and I were saddened, disheartened to see that, a little shocked. And I wonder if it's raining there now, and if that's actually gonna be complicated. Mm. Like, will it make, it's a little out of time. Relating to timing with what you brought up with fire ecology and being like, yeah, if you burn a thing at the wrong time, it's just gonna be a huge conflagration. Especially for me, with my constitution, is like gonna be a lot of air and a lot of fire. It's like, you add more fire to that and I am just like an explosion. Mm. It's too much. I am California in 2020, just like a circle of fire, mm-hmm. you know? Whereas fire for you sounds like it kind of is more uplifting. It gets you kind of back up into the surface. And just thinking about timing and that you have to, we're thinking about the macro with the young fire horse, we're thinking about the micro with like each person and each person's specific constitution. And it's hard to just like come out and say, everyone should take this now, or everyone should take that now.
Yeah, I feel like it's a really like know yourself year, you know, as much as possible. And
word.
Like kind of notice your patterns and be like, well, am I someone who like goes hard already? Do I need to like, I was thinking about the words rein it in the other day and just like, oh yeah, because it's literally about taking the reins on a horse and like pulling them in so that the horse can't buck you off. Because if a horse can get its head down, it can throw you, but if you keep the horse's head up, it can't. Which is kind of a sad fact I know about that comes from like domination of animals. But may all horses be free. But I think in like getting to know oneself and like just really like observing patterns, I think it is a pretty exciting time to think about that balance of like, yeah, it's a very big like invitation to look at like one's own inner yin yang and be like, okay, you know, like if you know you have like a cracked earth vibe, like really going for, as you were talking, I was thinking actually about motherwort, which is, you know, I think of that as like kind of having a little bit of both energy, right? It's mm-hmm. like Leonaris cardiaca, mm-hmm. is that right? But lion heart, you know, so that's like a big energy, fiery, but so helpful for like the irritability, I think, that has been coming up for a lot of people I'm seeing. A lot of folks seem to be like kind of like the agitation, I think, also of like this year, the energy of this year, I think frustration, like anger, you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I really like motherwort for being able to like cool that and like bring oneself into more of a heart space, like having more patience. I like that one as a tincture. The tea is quite a bitter vibe, but you know, that can be helpful too. Like bitter is the flavor for fire. Chinese medicine, we have different flavors for different elements. So for fire, it's bitter because it's cooling to the fire. So again, like if you're someone who's already running like right, just like you know, like you said, fire, ring of fire, if that's like your energy, like really trying to have a little bit more bitters to cool things down. Mm. And like one of the like lesser bitter herbs that I really love from Chinese medicine is chrysanthemum. Like it's a light bitter. It's kind of like, I think of it as very similar, like a companion, a friend, a relative of chamomile. And that it has, it's really nice, like gently cooling, you know, like so a little bit more sustainable energy, like getting someone maybe that like fire, that passion, that intensity is like also kind of burning someone out, like just having like a daily chrysanthemum tea. It's like maybe with some mint, you know, a little extra to cool things down and keep it steady, you know, because this horse is, if it's at a full gallop all year, someone's getting tired, you know, you could break an ankle, you know, so you just want to like you said, find a little pasture to like let this horse graze. I think some like gentle cooling herbs, because like I mentioned skullcap, like I got so cold, and I realized, you know, in working with something like skullcap, some people, like, it drops their blood pressure down too low. Like, it can be too cooling. So it is kind of, like, timing, I think, of that is also, like, balancing, like, yin yang.
Yeah, which is hard to do. I feel like the balancing is actually really hard to do.
Yeah.
And it can be helpful. I've offered this to clients and offered it. I do it to myself all the time. Just kind of even going into a list of like, what are my more active activities and what are my more reflective, calming activities, and being like, can I balance these in each week or each day? If I'm organizing all the time, can I see time nourishing myself as a yin activity that supports the yang in the organizing? And can I see the connection of the organizing as something that helps me connect to myself in like the quiet times, rather than, I don't know, thinking that if I miss any yang, then I missed the train. You know, I want to make it all happen right now, and if I'm not there, I'll miss it. And I'm trying to encourage some of my clients to kind of like take that frame. Or if they are working too much, to like take herbs for burnout, which in the physical realm, I'm always thinking about wild oat and tulsi, the skullcap, or things that are super nourishing, mineral tea, the astragalus. But also oak as a flower essence, because it's just for overworkers, and it helps you kind of like go back into yourself, allow things to come to you, not be in this like, I need to be there, reaching out, making the thing happen constantly. And I know for me, when there's a lot of, well, I guess I'm thinking of like, there were protests where the slogan was move like water. Where were those protests?
From Hong Kong.
Yeah. Okay. And so I wonder what moving like fire would look like, because fire, when it's like mesmerizing, and it does have a weird flow quality to it, the way water sort of does, even though it's quite different. And when you were talking about sitting with the element, like, yeah, it'd be cool to study fire a little bit and just think about, what is that movement? Should I draw it to kind of see what the movement is? Should I meditate with it? I know I've meditated with candles before, just to like, as a focus point, to have like the stillness. It's like, okay, we have movement and heat, but we're also still. We're not necessarily like blowing all around. And we're just keeping a focused energy. And I think I need that now, because it's confusing to know when to run forward and when to let maybe someone else run forward. Whether that's an actual person or my own emotions. And maybe fire gets like a really bad rap in our current paradigm, because everything is moving so fast. It's all about flammableness and rage and
I love this. And one of the immediate plants that comes to mind is passion flower, who I actually haven't worked with that much this year for this, but I think is it's the integration medicine, you know. I love working with that plant for integrating all parts of the self. And I remember learning that from Karen and Sarah, and I wanted to ask the plant like what that meant. And so one night many years ago, I went out to a passion flower that was growing where I lived, and it was a full moon, and I was like, hey, may I sit with you and learn about integration? Like, what does that really mean? And what I got in that meditation, what I felt as a message from that plant was it's about like seeing all parts of yourself, like, is what makes you whole, you know, like including the parts that maybe we're like ashamed of or embarrassed by, or that we don't bring out to be seen often, and that recognizing that that totality is our medicine. And I really like this idea of like befriending fire. I think this question of like befriending fire, you know, how to, like you were saying, like maybe it gets a little bit of like a bad reputation. I think because we've often seen like fire out of balance, right? Like I think especially in California, like I think a lot of us live with like watching, you know, a lot of the fires that happen because indigenous stewardship was, you know, basically like outlawed, you know, and yeah, the kind of ways that we have been on, like the predominant ways like of occupation on this land has been to basically, you know, not be in balance with nature, you know? So like, once again, kind of talking about timing, yin yang, balance, I think a lot of like colonial ways are to be trying to dominate nature versus living with nature. And I think right now we're witnessing what I hope is just a continued growing movement of, you know, centering indigenous stewardship and really understanding like it's inseparable to care for. These elements are part of our lives, like fire is part of our lives. So I really liked this idea of how can we befriend fire? How can we spend time with it? Whether that's the rage within ourselves or whether that's actually the element and like lighting a candle and being with it. I think, you know, passion flower to me helps us like integrate those parts of ourselves, like where maybe we're uncomfortable with the idea of like our own fieriness. You know, like whether that's like overworking, like the very capitalist way that burnout is. I love that you talked about milky oat, because yes, I think that one is like a huge remedy for not just this year, but these times.
Yeah, I feel like I went into this process thinking about how to cool fire a lot. And it's nice to kind of have this reframe where now we're talking about how to integrate fire and how to like go with fire if you need it. And what a plant I'm thinking of for go with fire a lot is this super niche plant that I don't know anyone is gonna really know about, but it's called kidney wood, Eisenhardia. It's also called Palo Azul in Spanish, although there's two different Palo Azuls, so you have to be careful. And I never thought about it as fire, but I give it to people in a flower essence because it makes you make the change that you've been holding back on and do it like unapologetically, not even cruelly, just like, you know what? I'm gonna step into my like decision making. I'm gonna step into like the change that I need and like open this up. I'm gonna leave this job. I'm gonna leave this relationship that's like holding me back. I'm gonna change this pattern and just walk forward confidently. And I really like that idea with fire and just thinking about like boundaries, how to assert oneself in a good way that doesn't just burn everyone all around them. I don't know, there's something in this year for me that's about how do I channel fire into like a direct thing that's easily seen
unmistakable, but isn't necessarily like catching everyone else on fire, so to speak. A little less fossil fuel patriarchal fire.
Absolutely. I think there's one plant that I wanted think on that's just like your namesake. Violet.
Okay.
I loved Violet too for like a water energy because, mm-hmm. yeah, I love that. In talking about balancing, right? I love that you came to this conversation being like, yeah, how can we cool fire? And I came to this conversation being like, how can we cultivate fire? And I think that says a lot about who we are.
Yeah.
And like the medicine, you know, well, for me, very constitutionally, I'm like, yeah, I gotta harness the fire while I can, you know? Because if not, I'll just be like deep in the earth, just kind of chilling down there. So it's like kind of thrilling. But I think there are moments where it feels like a lot, like a little, maybe too much, where I'm like, ooh, we're galloping full speed mm-hmm. and slowing down. And I think Violet, I love that as like an essence to really get into, you know, like growing water side and just really getting into the heart and like cooling the heart fire. And that's one that shows up in Chinese medicine too, just like being able to really cool, and be able to, have that balance. I think I loved that, thinking on the theme of balance this year, balancing yin yang and balancing the like water and fire energy. Yeah, I love that we have, you know, kind of really laid out some options, I think. Like, I'm definitely like hearing from you, like some really great options. Of,
same.
Like, part of me is like, oh, maybe I would try like a drop of violet essence to start the day, you know? And then, to cultivate more fire, spending time with those fire plants or the fire itself. Like, I think I like, especially like spending time just like being with the sun a little.
Lately.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of, the sun has been powerful lately, but yeah, just spending more time with, just getting to feel on all of the different ways to approach this year as an individual and then expand to the collective work that we're doing, the collective creativity to, you know, burn down what needs to get burned down, to let regrowth, you know, to come.
Maybe this is a good end note of being like, how do you, or inviting folks who are inspired and are connecting and are finding ways to like resist and are finding ways to uplift, to like share that fire with each other. And I know that fire has a lot of historic stories of being shared. How to give it out in the form of light or warmth or activity or connection.
I think going back to Gaia, it also, like, add oil, it could also be like, be the fire.
Mm-hmm. You know? Thank you so much, Ilokan.
Thank you so much, Violet.
Such a great conversation. I just appreciate you and the work you do in community and your medicine practice and your passion and your knowledge. And it makes the work of making a radio show very easy.
Thank you, Violet. Yeah.
Easy amazing. And profound.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
This episode of Planting Medicine will be archived at kpfa.org. Thank you all for listening to Planting Medicine on KPFA. Find us online on Instagram at Planting Medicine. And I'd like to thank Kirsten Thomas on the controls. Hey, Kirsten. I'm Violet Moon, and I've been your host today. And you can find me online at witchcraftapothecary.com and on Instagram at witchcraft_apothecary. Join us again next week with host